AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden's social services and climate change package, at least $1.75 trillion, hits another snag as West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin is said to have objected to a proposed billionaire's tax. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders warns failure by the Democrats to reach a deal amongst themselves, wanted by the majority of the people, will cause serious harm.
If we fail, in my view, if the American people do not believe that government can work for them and is dominated by powerful special interests, the very fabric of American democracy is in danger.
House progressives want the larger measure set before they agree to passage of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal. The president is pressing for an agreement before he heads to Europe for summits. Attorney General Merrick Garland vigorously defends a memo he sent aimed at stopping the threats of violence against school officials. He tells the Senate Judiciary Committee the threats have increased and are not against just school board members.
It's in a rising tide of threats of violence against judges, against prosecutors, against secretaries of state, against election administrators, against doctors, against protesters, against news reporters.
Republicans on the committee sharply criticized Garland. Arkansas's Tom Cotton.
This testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful.
Okay. That's not...
Thank God you are not on the Supreme Court. You should resign in disgrace, Judge.
Garland says parents have the right to express their concerns, but his primary concern is to prevent violence and threats. Santa Fe County, New Mexico Sheriff Adnan Mendoza says they believe they have the gun fired accidentally by Alec Baldwin on a movie set, killing the film cinematographer.
We also believe that we have the spent shell casing from the bullet that was fired from the gun.
Mendoza says there was some complacency in how weapons were handled. This is AP News. A jury has been seated in the Charlottesville, Virginia civil trial to determine if white nationalists in the Unite the Right coalition conspired to incite the violence that erupted during the group's 2017 rally. Food and Drug Administration is out with stronger safety warnings for breast implants.
The message is aimed mostly at the makers of implants. They are being required to add a boxed warning message to patients detailing potential risks and complications. Roughly 400,000 people get implants each year. Also, plastic surgeons and other health professionals who work with the implants must give patients a checklist detailing possible side effects and explaining they should not be considered lifelong devices. Doctors are required to sign that document. The FDA and regulators have grappled with a link between a rare cancer and a type of textured implant. Some have blamed their implants for other health problems, including rheumatoid arthritis and chronic fatigue. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.